Good morning, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent Podcast. Thank you for listening. It's Thursday, the 11th of April, and it's Kevin here with you this morning. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. It says this: One of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well, so he asked, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this: Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important: Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." This passage is often titled the greatest commandment for obvious reasons. But to my mind, this is about more than a commandment. It is a revelation of the motivation or the spirit that underlies all of Jesus' teaching and God's intent for the way we should live. Putting God first and above all things, loving him with every aspect of our being, and showing our love for our fellow man. So easy to say, but yet often so difficult to do. Love is an intentional act, and when it motivates us, it is reflected in our choices, decisions, actions, and reactions. How do we show love for one another? Several things have come to mind over the past few weeks as I have been thinking on this, and I wanted to share some of my thoughts. For me, it is best demonstrated through making and spending time, whether that is with God, talking with him in prayer, in his word or in praise and worship, or with each other by taking an interest in what's happening in our lives, sharing stories, news, struggles and hopes with each other. It's about respecting the other party, really listening, such that we not only just hear the words, but comprehend the message. It's in being open and honest with each other, encouraging one another to grow. But this passage is about more than just the actions. It's the spirit of love behind the actions that's important. As we've been looking at in recent sermons, it is the spirit behind the commandments that is important, and not the letter of the laws. And in today's passage, Jesus simplifies it even further, saying that by living in a way where you love God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength, you will be living in a way that naturally fulfills all the laws. He's essentially calling us into a new way to live, motivated by love. I wanted to read out a poem that I found that I think rather nicely summarises today's readings. "My commandments are easy, not difficult to do. All I ask is that you love me and love others too. So simple yet so hard, to follow my commands, all I ask for is your heart, for me and your fellow man. Love, the strongest force on earth, will abide here forever. Its power pulls you to me, it brings my people together. How can one be tempted if he has no love for sin? If you truly love me, you'd do nothing wrong again. Love your neighbour as yourself. Put me first in your heart. Which law should you live by? Love is where you start." Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you first loved us and for the perfect example of love shown by Jesus. I pray that you help us to grow in our love of you day by day. Help us to be intentionally loving in our relationships and act out of a spirit of love. Fill us afresh with your love this morning and continue to lead us into this new way of living, motivated by love. I pray this all in the mighty name of Jesus.